From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Brussels is on high alert because of fears of a Paris-like attack. Heavily armed security forces patrolled the streets and subways were closed in Belgium's capital Saturday. The government warned of a risk of attack similar to the multiple terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. Prime Minister Charles Michel said the alert level was raised to its highest, which signals a serious and immediate threat. Ken Geens is Belgium's justice minister.
It is a serious and imminent threat. Otherwise, our Center for Analysis of Threats would not have qualified the situation as 4 on a scale of 4.
Metro trains in Brussels are shut down at least until Sunday afternoon. Residents of the capital have been warned to avoid crowded public areas such as concerts, shopping areas, and transport hubs. Salah Abdeslam, the principal suspect in the Paris attacks, is still on the loose. Belgian authorities are concerned he could be planning an attack in Brussels. U.S. President Barack Obama has condemned what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Bamako, Mali, that left 21 people dead. Speaking at the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, Mr. Obama said Friday's assault will only stiffen U.S. resolve to combat terrorism.
Like the heinous attacks we saw in Paris, and attacks we see all too often elsewhere, this is another awful reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens so many of our nations.
Mr. Obama added that the United States and its allies and partners are determined to protect their citizens, push back on what he called hateful ideologies that fuel terrorism, and root out terrorist networks. This is VOA News.